on the agenda, items on the agenda may be taken out of order. The board may combine two or more agenda items for consideration. The board may remove an item from the agenda or delay discussion relating to any item at any time. No action may be taken on any matter not listed on the posted agenda. All planning and zoning matters at this meeting are forwarded to the Board of County Commissioners, Zoning Commission, the BCC, or the Clark County Planning Commission, PC, for final action. Please turn off or mute all cell phones and other electronic devices. Take all private conversations outside the room within a 48-hour advance notice. Request a sign language interpreter or other reasonable efforts to assist and accommodate persons with physical disabilities may be made by calling 702-455-3530. Supporting material provided to the board members for this meeting may be requested from Kathleen Hickman at 702-298-0828. Supporting material is available at the Clark County Department of Administrative Services, 500 South Grand Central Parkway, 6th floor, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89155. Supporting material is also available on the county's website at clarkcountynv.gov/searchlight tab. Board members, James Allen, Chair, Natalie Jeter, Vice Chair, Kayla McGinnis, Donna Moore, Kyle Myers, Secretary Kathleen Hickman, County Liaison Mark Moskowitz. The meeting is called to order. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, James Allen, present. Natalie Jeter, not present. Kayla McGinnis,
present.
Donna Moore, not present. Kyle Myers,
present.
Public comment period. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on the agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on any item on this agenda. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on the agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of the agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium if applicable, clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any of member of the board wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the board by a majority vote. Approval of minutes for May 13, 2026. Do I have a motion to approve?
A motion to approve of the minutes for May 13, 2026.
And a second?
A second.
All in favor of approval?
Aye.
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 Motion passed. Approval of agenda for July 15, 2026. Hold, combine, or delete any items. Do I have a motion to approve?
Also make the motion to approve the agenda for July 15, 2026.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Motion passed. Informational items. Receive a report and updates from the South County Liaison Mark Moskowitz on current events and any updates from Clark County.
Thank you, Chair. We're very excited to announce on Friday, August 7th, from 9:30 to 11 a.m. in this room, we're going to have the annual Back to School Health and Wellness Fair. There's flyers on the back, and we'll be pushing out social media. It's a great event. We've partnered with the school because they'll be doing their open house right after it. So come here first. We're going to have booster seats, child passenger safety, CPR demonstrations, blood pressure screening, dental and vision screening. So they'll be doing those as well. And then Clark County resources and a lot more. Usually they do the dental and the vision screenings, and then we kind of plan a full deployment out. So I'll be working with them to get that Call our office if you have any questions. I know I've sent out a lot to our vendors. They'll be coming in. I know UMC always comes and has a lot of good things. So we're looking forward to that. That's going to be a lot of fun. We're also going to do another back-to-school splash at the Laughlin Aquatic Center. They're going to be doing a movie in the pool, and that's going to be on that same day, Friday, August 7th. So come to the health fair, do that in the morning, and then that'll be at 7 p.m. The doors open at 7 p.m., and the movie starts at dusk, of course, weather permitting, but the pool will be open at 7, and we're going to be showing Monsters University. So they do a little school-themed movie to kick all the kids going back to school. So those are two exciting things. And I want to thank Real Property Management. There's foosball tables in this room now, so they had them in their carpenter shop. They fixed them up, so we got some more little amenities at our community center, so please enjoy yourself and have some fun with those. And then I know Kyle's been very helpful with this program. Clark County has partnered with Public Services. I know a big issue has been mattresses and disposing of mattresses. For Republic Services, you have to have it in a bag and sealed. We have bags available at the community center, so please contact myself or Kyle or come here and you can get a bag to wrap up your mattress to be able to put it out for trash day. We're hoping that'll help with a lot of the trash that's ends up in the desert, that people can just grab one of these free bags and be able to do that. So if you have any questions, just let us know. There's a flyer in the building. We'll get some more flyers out here as well. And I just want to mention all the events. So back to the back to school events. You don't have to have a student. You don't have to have any child in school. It's for the whole community. So anybody can come here to the health and wellness fair and also go to the school. We're just doing a back to school theme, but it's open to anybody in the community. So, and with that, those are all my updates. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Next informational item, received a report from Metro Police regarding activity and statistics during the past month and other areas of crime concerns.
Hello, I'm Officer Roundy. I'm a resident officer here assigned to the Searchlight Laughlin area. The statistics I was provided for the month of June of 2026 was 35 total calls for service. That's a reduction of 12.5% from the year prior. We issued 7 citations in the Searchlight area, no DUIs, no battery domestic violence calls, no arrests, and no bookings. We did have 4 calls for service at the Terribles, and each of those ended up with us not being able to do anything, and they were all minor issues.
Okay. Any questions from the public, from the board? All right, thank you. Next information item, receive a report from Sergeant Tim Waller, Nevada Highway Patrol, regarding activity and statistics during the last month and other public safety concerns.
Good evening, Sergeant Waller, Nevada Highway Patrol for Laughlin Searchlight. For last month, we conducted 379 traffic stops, issued 317 citations, investigated 4 crashes. We did have 1 arrest, which is Mr. Maynard Warren, and then with our other miscellaneous calls and motorist assistance, total 517 contacts with our motoring public.
I just have one question on the construction on the highway.
Yeah.
It's sometimes it's a long way at 55 zone, not a lot going on. Do we have an end date on the construction
the
there?
The date that they had given us was basically to where they're at now. So I guess the foreman thought when I asked him, you're going to be done. He thought that was going to be with the initial grind and fill. They do have to come back and do a top layer on that whole thing, do the rumble strips and repaint everything. I don't think from the last I heard they're going to start that until September, but I can certainly reach out to the foreman and try to get an actual completion date. And that is a bit of an issue where there's no cones, there's no anything, but they have it close to at 55. And I know a lot of people get frustrated with that. Yeah. I did have a conversation with the foreman on it and kind of told him, like, that's not cool. Right, like it's kind of hard for us to even enforce that especially as a construction zone, because there's no other indicators other than a sign to be passed 5 miles back. So I will reach out to him and see if that maybe they can put up, either take down the 55 signs or something, because again, you go 5 miles, there's no signs, people's GPS are telling them it's 75, and then people start calling and complaining that everybody's out there speeding, and that's not really fair. So that, we weren't expecting them to leave it empty like that, okay. If that makes sense. So.
Yeah, well, I appreciate you coordinating or trying to talk with the foreman on that too. So.
Yeah, they haven't been real forthcoming. Again, I asked them, hey, when are you guys going to be done? And they're like, oh yeah, it's going to be done in July. You know, well, that was their plan to have the initial grind and fill complete. And obviously they're not done up there yet. So hopefully by next time I can have a completion date for you guys. Maybe they can straighten up the speed. I'll try.
All right, thank you. Any other questions from the public or the board? Thank you. Next informational item, receive report from Melissa Vandruff, Justice Court, regarding statistics and other activities during the past month.
Melissa Vandruff, Searchlight Justice Courts. For the month of June, we had 159 civil citations processed, one juvenile. We had four criminal complaints, three landlord-tenant complaints, one probable cause, and 60 traffic misdemeanor citations processed. Any questions?
Questions from the board? All right, thank you. Next informational item, received a report from Las Vegas Valley Water District regarding the status of the water system.
Hi, I'm Kathy Flanagan, and I'm here with Aaron Gamble. Water use for last month was 4.41 million gallons, and when we compare that to June of 2025, the water use then was 6.47 million gallons. So we see a reduction of 2.06 million gallons, I really messed that up. But we know that last year NDOT had an active project going on, so that's probably largely the reason that we're seeing such reduction.
For system conditions, you know, as I mentioned at the previous meeting, we did have that main break the first week of June. Repairs were completed the same day, and the line was put into service in less than 3.5 hours from the time it was reported. You know, on the customer outreach side, you know, our customer care staff is continuing to reach out to customers about potential on-site leaks. Rural system operators are also keeping an eye out for anything that would indicate a leak on residents' properties and in the system. And we are seeing a lot more properties that are showing up on our automated leak report. And so, you know, since the temperatures have risen, as we mentioned before, if you're receiving the calls and texts, please don't ignore them. If you have a swamp cooler, take a moment to inspect the cooler. Typical water usage when temperatures are at 100 to 110 degrees, you know, can range from 4 to 15 gallons per hour. The starting threshold for our automated notification is 10 gallons an hour. So now if you don't have a swamp cooler and you're running air conditioning, and you get one of those calls or texts, go inspect your property. Interior plumbing, irrigation systems, if you have any. Toilet flappers tend to be like one of the biggest ones. You don't see, obviously it just goes down the sewer and you'll never see it. So you know, check those flappers, see if you open the lid, see if you see that moving around. That's it for us.
Okay.
Any questions?
Questions from the board, public?
I just have one. Does the notification system work the same with commercial customers?
I believe so. The problem with commercial ones is it goes to whatever number was put on the account. And so that was like when we had an issue several years ago at one of the businesses, that number, I mean, that call goes to somebody. And so, I mean, we got our best results by actually just going inside and talking to somebody. That doesn't always, we don't always go and do that because, you know, obviously the employees and people that are there, oh yeah, we've got a toilet that's leaking.
Right. Is there a way to change that, or that would have to be on the company itself to actually go in and do that?
Yeah, and so, I mean, if you happen to work for a company, any of the companies that are in here, and you can tell them, like, hey, for this property, put in a number for, you know, like the maintenance, you know, somebody who handles the maintenance or somebody who's like in charge of the facilities and stuff like that. And then you kind of have to hope that it gets down. I mean, we have some other businesses in other areas where the same issue. It's like we literally just call people that we know that work there and just be like, hey, you know, you're using more water than normal. And then they go and they look at it. Because first time they get a notification is they get an email from somebody totally different part of the state saying, why is our water bill high? We're getting these calls, these messages. So, yeah. But it's not something that we can really change.
Right.
To that point, though, if any of the TAD members see a property having an issue with their landscaping or whatever, call me directly. I will get somebody out there. And for the public, I can leave some business cards in the back.
Oh, yeah, that always helps. Yeah, that'd be great. Thank you. That's very insightful.
All right, thank you. Next informational item. Receive a report from Southern Clark County Coordinator with UNR. I don't think there's anyone here for that. Next item, receive report, Searchlight Library, Michael Chapman, regarding current and upcoming programs.
First off, I want to give a huge thank you to all the community partners who were involved in our summer celebration at the park in July. It was a huge success, and we had about 85 people come, and they all had a really good time, and hope to see you all next year as well. Lots of things going on at the library, as per usual. Tomorrow, we have our painting club at 11:30. Next week on Thursday is the writing workshop with a guest mythologist, Vogue Robinson. The book club will be on the last Friday of this month, and a special event that will be in this room on Thursday the 30th at noon. We have Vegas magician Adam London, who will come perform his magic for everyone on that day. In August at noon on Friday, August 7th, we'll have a wellness walk right here at the park that's here right next to the elementary school. And I'll try and make it an educational walk. I haven't actually been able to come to the last couple of ones just for other things going on, but I will be at this one for certain, and I'll be talking about the different famous people from Searchlight throughout the walk. And then the following day, on Saturday the 8th, we'll have a craft at 11:30, and on Wednesday, August 12th, we'll have bingo at noon. Currently, it is cassette month at the library. We have all kinds of cassettes for sale. They are very inexpensive, and if you have a cassette player, or even if you don't, it's kind of fun to own a collector's item. And the latest that's happening at our branch is Three Square has partnered with us to issue for children ages 3 to 17. This is on Saturdays between the hours of 11 and 2. It's per child. It's a very heavy box, so they'll want to have a parent or guardian with them to take the food. But it is 7 breakfasts and 7 lunches per box for per child. And we have quite a few of them in our branch, but we're only allowed to issue them during that time frame, Saturdays, between the hours of 11 and 2. That's all.
Any questions from the public or the board? Thank you. Receive a report from Clark County Water Reclamation District regarding the status of the wastewater and wastewater usage.
Clark County Water Reclamation District statistics, June 2026, treated an average of 46,000 gallons per day. Compared to June 2025, that had an average of 45,000 gallons per day, with a difference of 1,000 gallons per day from last year at this time. No sewer service complaints for the month of June. One call before you dig, Searchlight ticket received for June. And there's a monthly flow comparison attached. You can find the form in the back table there. And that is all for the report.
All right, thank you. Next informational item, receive a report for Parks and Recreation regarding the status of programs, upcoming activities. I can read that, and for June, they had 5 programs, 69 visits in Searchlight, Cal Neveri, Open Rec 33 visits. The Searchlight Youth Center has been closed to some incident there in the restroom. Kids Night Out in the works for September. Next item, receive a report from Kyle Myers regarding current road conditions and public works concerns.
All I have to report for June was street light outages were reported. They have yet to be repaired, but I'm sure Nevada Energy will get on it as soon as they're able to. And that's all I have to report this month. If there's any questions out there.
Thank you. No planning and zoning items, no general business.
Public Works, the county graded our road. It's very nice. We haven't even called for service. And usually that will cause a big rainstorm that washes it out. But we're hoping for the rain.
They took care of Grandpa's Road recently?
Yeah.
Good.
I would say about 3 weeks ago.
Perfect.
Yeah, I have no idea. We just came out there one day and it's smooth.
That's perfect. Good to hear. Thank you, Judy.
Comments by the general public, a period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board's jurisdiction will be held. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium. If applicable, clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chair or the board by a majority vote.
Judy Bundorf, Grandpa's Road, have a report from Friends of Abiquime. And this was prepared by one of our, actually an employee of the Friends group, Paula Jacoby Garrett. And she says, I'd like to take a moment to share a few exciting updates from Friends of Abiquime. If you haven't visited Walking Box Ranch recently, we currently have a wonderful exhibition on display in the ranch house titled For Scale, and that's by Vogue and Connie Go Outside. The exhibition celebrates curiosity, exploration, and the joy of stepping beyond our indoor comfort zones to experience the vast and spectacular natural world. There's some exciting events coming up on Saturday, July 18th. There will be tours of the ranch house and Clairvaux Saturday matinee. We'll start the day by having a guided tour of the historic ranch house. You'll see how the house continues to come to life with furnishings and artifacts from the original collection. After the tour, we'll screen the movie It from 1927, the film that made Clairvaux Hollywood's original It Girl. We'll also be showing historic newsreels and the classic Buster Keaton short. It's a fun opportunity to experience a little bit of Hollywood history, and we will also have popcorn. Then on August 8th, starting in the evening, continuing into the morning of August 9th, partnering with the Las Vegas Astronomical Society for our annual astronomy campout. The ranch will be open at 6 p.m., followed by a community potluck dinner at 6:30. At 8 p.m., we'll enjoy a special evening program featuring constellation tours, a look at the celestial objects visible that night, discussions about the importance of protecting our dark skies, and the fascinating connections between the desert night sky, plants, and wildlife. As darkness settles in, guests can view the stars through telescopes, gather around the campfire for music and s'mores, or simply relax and enjoy one of the most spectacular night skies in southern Nevada. The following morning, we'll have coffee and optional breakfast and a possible guided walk before everyone heads home before the summer heat sets in. We hope you'll join Friends of Abiquime at Walking Box Ranch for these special events. Thank you, and we look forward to seeing you there. I might mention that go on our website under events to register for these. There's no charge, but we like to keep a head count to how many people to expect. Any questions?
Thank you, Judy. Anyone else? Public comments? Board? Okay. Next meeting date is July 29th, 2026, and is that a zoning meeting? Do we have something coming up then?
Yep, we'll have one zone, or we'll have a zoning item there, so okay. There might be one.
All right, so that's July 29th, next meeting, 2026. The meeting is adjourned.
Thanks for coming, everybody.